It's early Thursday morning, and University of Evansville students and faculty are out picking eggplants, specifically Thai lavender eggplants.
We're looking for 20 grams for the size of the fruit. It looks like this first plant.
That's
here.
Sophomore Casey Martin. He's with sophomore Chase Boyles and biology professor Chris Hochwinder.
You guys know that you're going to be faster than me today, not because I'm slow, but because I'm trying to entertain Tim.
They're moving from plant to plant near the native plant garden at UE, snipping small purple fruits and dropping them into specifically labeled bags. There are more than 60 of these plants. Half are covered with mosquito netting. The other plants are open. The Thai lavender eggplant is self-pollinating, meaning it will create fruits regardless of pollinators. They are studying whether their local pollinators will change the yield of eggplant fruits in the open plants.
Got four off of this netted plant, so that's a load for a netted plant to have on.
They also chose this plant because of the difficulty in accessing the plant's pollen. Bumblebees, native pollinators, use vibration at a certain frequency to shake the pollen from the deep-set anther of the plants. Honeybees can't do this. They also aren't native to North America. While they are vitally important for honey and almond production, local growing plants need these local pollinators. This is especially true in an urban setting. Hochwinder says this experiment is fairly unique.
This really focuses on urban questions in North America because one of the things as an ecologist that I want to do is motivate people to grow natives. And one really big benefit of growing natives is you bring in the native bees, and then they give us the pollination benefits in food gardens in urban areas.
This points to a growing area of study, urban ecology. It was a big focus of the annual meeting of the Ecological Society of America in August. The more than 15 topics included solutions to urban ecological restoration and management, lessons learned managing vacant land as pollinator habitat, and how is success defined in urban afforestation initiatives, and other catchy titles. Susanna Lerman, research ecologist with the USDA Forest Service, says the study of urban ecology is increasingly mainstream because most humans live in urban and suburban settings. The development of these settings, however, are a leading cause of native pollinator habitat loss.
However, when we look at these urban and suburban areas, there's a lot of green space. And so there's a lot of potential for us to provide pollinator habitat, to provide habitat for other species like birds and bees and other pollinators.
Meaning your front yard, or maybe a modest pollinator garden, roughly the footprint of a medium-sized garage like the one at UE.
Especially in an urban area like this where we've lost a ton of diversity, it's really cool to see what just this small area has brought in and what we can see pollinating on these eggplants.
That was student Chase Boyles. And the results of that big experiment? The total yield of eggplant biomass when bees had access was more than three times compared to the covered plants, with one-third larger fruit. And these were mostly eastern bumblebees right from the native plant garden. Hochwinder and his two students netted 17 pounds of eggplants, which he says is great with olive oil, lemon, and tahini.
These make the best baba ganoush. They just pick up that smoky flavor. These two guys have never had any eggplant dishes, and I've failed them by now.
For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.